The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Pesach at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Darim Daf Yud. So the Gemara continues to discuss the Mishnah on Daf Tes, which discusses the idea of Nidrei Rishayim, that only Rishayim make a neder, as opposed to Ksherim that don't make a neder. So we were discussing yesterday, when we discussed this Mishnah, the concept of making a Mishabeach, this that we see in all shuls, that we find that the Gavi will make a Mishabeach, and say, Bavur Shehidr, that the person makes an Eder, although, and in spite of the fact that our Mishnah seems to indicate that a person is not allowed to make, is not supposed to make a Eder. So Lamaisa, this Shaila, the Echoinim discussed, like we said, this minig to make Mishabeach has gone on for hundreds of years, and the Echoinim discuss it. The Gilyam Arshah from Shlomo Eger on the Shulchan Aruch, Kinnira, he's bothered by this question, and he says you should look at the Chedusha Yerashba in the beginning of Masechet Chulin that says that a nether for Niyam is a mitzvah of a choyva. That's what the Shlomo Eger brings. And Pashas Rav Shlomo Eger means to say is that he's trying to be matzik the minig ha'olam that we make nedarim for tzedakah. However, besides the fact that it's difficult to be soimich on this das yachid of the Rashba against the Ramban, the Rosh, the Tor, the Shulchan Aruch, and all the Noitzi Kalim, that none of them are mefakvik on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, but if you look in the Rashba inside, it's mevor that the Rashba does not seem to be arguing on these on the other Rishonim. The Rashba says, he brings down that there's a chilik between the nether of Karbonis and a nether of Tzedakah. He says, by a nether of Karbonis, the person has, it's mevor that a person should not make a nether for Karbonis because he doesn't have to bring a carbon in the first place. So therefore, a person should not make a nether to bring the carbon. Whereas, by a nether for a niyam, which is it's a mitzvah of a chayva, since he has an obligation to give tzedakah, there he could make a nether. And right after that, he says that kol shekein lifrish min isser is mutter. That kol shekein, if a person is afraid he'll be over an isser, it's mutter to make a nether. That's just what the Ramban just means when he says that it's a mutter to make a nether to give money to an ani. What he means is al derech, like he says lifresh minister. In other words, if a person is afraid that I'll be nisrashol from giving tzedakah, then a person has a right to make a nether to give tzedakah. But just willy-nilly, a person decides to go ahead and make a nether, so of course, why should he make a nether? A person should not stop Yisurim that he's not afraid of Vili Nichsholin, who is in, he should not make a nether to stop himself, to force himself to give tzedakah. And that way there's no real Ramachlekes between the Rashba and the other Rishonim. And really, if you look in the Ramban, in Maseches Chulin, beginning of Maseches Chulin, the Ramban says Kamat the same thing as the Rashba. He also says Mamash this Loshan, that by Chayva, by tzedakah, it's a mitzvah to make a nether. And now, I saw Rabban Yafin in the Gaisan Ritzvah over here in the Sechs Nadarim, he asked, like a steer in the Ramban, that here he says it's a mitzvah, you could make a nether for tzedakah. And whereas in Maseches Nedarim he says you should not make a nether for tzedakah. So, and he blives Tzarchian. But according to what we're saying, it's very geschmack. The Ramban and the Rashba, when they say that you can make a nether for tzedakah, they don't just mean samazay to go make a nether for tzedakah. What they mean is that if a person is afraid he'll be nisrashol and not give the tzedakah, then he has the right to make a nether, just like he has the right to make a nether to compel himself to keep the rest of mitzvahs. Now, however, this much we could take out of the Rashba and the Ramban is that they don't hold like the diuk of the Taz. The Taz we spoke out says that he makes a distinction between other mitzvahs and tzedakah, that he says by mitzvah shebegufa, if a person's afraid of being a nisrashol, he could make a nether. Whereas by tzedakah, since it's b'mamaynai, and a b'mamaynai, a person is very likely not to fulfill what he said, so therefore a person should not make a nether even if he's afraid of being a nisrashol. So this much we could see is that, at least from these Rishonim, we see klar that a person has a right to make a nether, even for tzedakah, if he's afraid that without the nether, he won't come to give the tzedakah that he should be giving. But so that comes out. So it comes out as the Gavi the Mishabeach. So the only person who has a right to make a Mishabeach and not and not say Bli Neder, according to this this Tzara, only a person that's afraid that without the Neder he'll be Nisrashel and the Neder will help him fulfill his obligation, then he would be allowed to make such a Mishaberach without saying Bli Neder. Now, another Tzara, Sati Matir, the Shevet Levi brings down from a true Shai, that he says as far as that the Oyel himself, the person who gets the Liyah, does not make the Mishaberach. Rather, the Gabbai is the one who makes the Mishaberach, and he says that there's no Shlichos by Nedarim. The Parashah Shlichos is not said by Nedarim. If you make a Neder through a Shliach, that's not Chal. So the Shevet Levi over there brings down the Tzara, and he's mephakvik a little bit. He says that since he's standing over there and he says to the Gabbai how much he wants to give, he says that it could be that's better than Shlichus. Perhaps he means that it's like a yad for the nether. Now the Gabbai says, Bavar Shi'itin, and he says an amount, perhaps the Shevet Levi means that that's like a yad for a nether. That's one svar the Shevet Levi says. And then he says that when a person makes a Mishabeach, if he has in mind, he actually gives the money, so it's like Goymer Vedaitai, the din is that a person's Goymer Vedas, and he's going to give Tzedakah, so it's one of the Ramah that a person's supposed to give that money for Tzedakah. And it's a shayla of a nether. In other words, if you say that a gemiras das is machayv a person like a nether, so the Ramah says the person should be machmer on that shayla. And so the Shevet Levi says, who is in over here, that when a person has in mind to, when he has in mind, since the Gabbai made such a mishaberach, he certainly is having in mind that he's going to give that money, and therefore he may have a nether on his hands. And I just want to add that this test of the true shai is, even if we go with it, is only discussing by an aliyah, where the Gabbai says the lashon. And you're just instructing the Gabbai. When you say the amount, you're instructing the Gabbai to say that amount. But you don't mean to actually say that amount. But the chayyur by an appeal, when they go around saying, okay, how much are you going to give? And then you say that amount, and you're not instructing someone else to say that amount for you. You yourself are saying that amount, that should be much more of a shayla of a nether. So the question is, the lemaisa, we do make appeals, and we do make mishaberach. The question is, what should be the heter? Now, the lemaisa, I saw in today's paiskim, two mahalchim about making nedarim, making these mishaberach and shol. The divrei Moshe over here in Ha'aretz to Daf Tes Ha'aranun. He brings the our minig that we make a mishaberach, and he points out that this minig was really went on for hundreds of years, number of centuries. So Rav Moshe understands Nemzon that certainly that halach lemaisa a person is allowed to make a mishaberach. The only thing Rav Moshe asks that it comes out to the, whatever the heter is, it comes out that there are cases that even ksherim are neither. So Rav Moshe has a very fascinating approach, and he says that really it's true. Really a person should not make a mishabeach, it should be usur, because of this din, that you're not allowed to make a neder for tzedakah. But Rav Moshe says that the heter is because of eis lasis l'shem heferu teresecha. In other words, the chachmei of the chacham of the dayus, like we're saying, many generations, they decided that since there are many people that if they just obligate themselves to give money without it having the strength of a nether, they won't wind up actually giving the donation. So therefore, the chacham were soimich to be made for the Torah and to go against this din, this halachim fereshes that you're not allowed to make a nether, and they decide that we're going to make nedarim anyway. And Rav Moshe says that they're soimich, that these chachmei adayus who made this takana are soimich, that the Gabbai will come and be taveya from the person. He'll demand the money from the payment from the person, so a person will pay, and therefore, even though a person made a nether, he won't forget, because the Gabbai will make sure that he remembers. That is the approach of Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe goes on to say that even if, let's say, you have an individual who knows that even if he'll just pledge without saying without making it, having obligation of a nether, he knows he'll give the money anyway. Rav Moshe says such a person, it's usher for him to say bli nether, because by doing so, he's beginning to be mashal everybody else. Because other people in the kehillah, if they don't have the take of the nether, they won't wind up giving. And by his bringing a ruach of saying bli nether, they'll also say bli nether, and they won't wind up giving. And therefore, this sakana, Rav Moshe understands, applies to even to the individual who knows that he'll give the money even if there's no nether here. Now, I just wanted to make a small ha'aron of Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe, when he's speaking this out, he also discusses this, that they make nedarim b'shasas karas and neshamas. And that's when they say yizkar, people make nedarim, and he says you don't have to say bli nedar because of this eis l'as l'asas l'shem heferu t'oisecha. Now, l'charis understand, because if you look, both the Chochmas Adam and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when they discuss this concept of not making a nether, they say that therefore, when a person says Askaras Neshamas, a person should be careful to say Bli Nether. Now, we know that these two Svarim, the Chochmas Adam and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, those are the primary Svarim that were used throughout the Darius for a number of generations. These were the primary Halacha Svarim. So it's very hard to say that, like Rav Moshe is saying, that there's a minig that says Heferu Tarisecha, on a minig that goes counter to the Chachmas Adam, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. How come they didn't see this minig? How come they are not familiar with this minig? So what we have to say is the Rav Moshe says that by Yizkor a person doesn't have to say Bli Neder. What he means is when they make an appeal B'shas Yizkor B'Fahasya, not publicly. So therefore you have this Sara that since they made it publicly, so first of all you encourage other people to give, and second of all the Gabbai will demand payment. Whereas the Chachmas Adam and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we're going to have to say what they mean is when a person quietly makes a nether, quietly agrees that makes a pledge, that's where they say that a person should make sure to say bli nether. Now, that's Rav Moshe's approach. Now, I was thinking perhaps we could say al derech Rav Moshe, but not quite as drastic that it's a feru tarisecha, that the Chachamim made a special takana to be oiker, adina de Gemara and the Mishnah, our Mishnah. And that is by saying that the Shai Shuvah from Rabbeinu Yoina brings down in Shar Gimel Oisayin Beis, in Shai Shuvah, he says that a tzaddik does not make a nether, rather he just gives the money he would like to give. And he speaks out, Zulasi, except B'makim Meitzar, if he has a tzara, Al-Derech Vayidar Yaakov Nether. And he goes on to say, V'chein, B'saseif Roshe Am, when there's a kehillah of Klal Yisrael, and they're coming to make Nedarim, L'chazek, Yedayim Rafais, the Mechazek, and Yonim that needs Chizuk, that's when a person has a right, that's when a person should make a nether. B'pshutai, what he means, what the Rabbeinu Yonah means, is that just like a person is allowed to make a nether to be mechazik himself, where in an inyan that he's nisrashal in, so who is in, if other people are nisrashal, and by my making a nether, I can prevent their hisrashalos, that also is the case that I'm allowed to make a nether. And Be'emes, we find a similar svar in the Drashas Ma'arit, in Daskuf Nun Gimel and Beis, in the name of the Rizal, that if a person makes a nether so that other people will follow suit, then it's a mitzvah to make a nether. And the Chayyim starts like we're saying, that just like I'm allowed to make a nether to prevent my own hisrashus, I'm allowed to make a nether to prevent someone else's hisrashus, and that could be the reason why the Klal Yisrael was nayig to make an adarm all these years, because they're afraid that since there are some people that if they don't make an nether, then they won't pay up. So within everybody's allowed to make an nether, and that way people will give tzedakah. So that is one approach. That's the approach of Moshe Feinstein. However, there is another approach amongst contemporary Paiskim, and they advocate that a person truly should say, really ideally, a person should say, Nimishabayach, Allah Shavu Bli Neder. The Sheva Levi in Chelek Dalet, Simin Kuf Chaf Dalet advocates like that, and the Chavos Ben Haggis, we'll see, goes even further than this, So there is another approach that there are some Paiskim, contemporary Paiskim, that say that really a person should say Bli Neder. I want to point out that in not every shul does every Oila make a Mishaberach. There are many shuls when some people make Mishaberach that they decide to, and some people don't make Mishaberach that they decide to. It's very mistaver that in such a shul, Rav Moshe will agree that a person should say Bli Neder. Since I don't have to make any sort of nether, and not expected at all to make a mishaberach to donate money with every time I get an aliyah, so getting an aliyah and saying bli nether is not worse than getting an aliyah and not saying a mishaberach. Because in both cases, if a person doesn't plan on giving, in other words, and if the other oilam won't give, so they just won't make a mishaberach in such a shul. So the Chayyur Rav Moshe is not discussing that shul. Another hara is, the Rav Moshe says that the reason why the Chachmei Adar are soymeh that we make in Adarim is because we rely on that the Gabbai will demand the money and he'll be embarrassed to not give it. However, that's only in a shul where the Gabbai will actually approach people and demand payment for the mishaberach. But many shuls, all they do is have a mailing on the computer system, and they mail a statement for the mishaberach. That's the most they'll do. So such a shul, there's no busha. People often ignore mailing statements. Not that it's the right thing to do, but that's what happens. And therefore, titachin that Rav Moshe himself will agree in such a shul that the person should not make. There's no room to make a takana to make actual nazarim. And the third hara I have on Rav Moshe is that's good if people understand that what they just did was they made a nether, and they understand that the nether compels them to actually fulfill their obligation, and therefore this will be a means of compelling people to actually pay up. But what about a shul which when people say mishaberach, it doesn't dawn on them that they just said a nether? If you ask an average oila, do you realize you just said a nether and there's dinim of bal ta'ach? There could be dinim of bal ta'achar if the gabbai asks for it, and it's a very serious aver not to pay up. Many people, I suspect, will have no idea that they just said a nether. In a society like that, then I think Rav Moshe would agree that certainly it's a very big mishal to make a mishaberach in an oifen of a nether, because the whole point of the nether, the way Rav Moshe is explaining, is to compel people to fulfill their obligations. And if people don't realize they just made a nether, first of all, it won't compel them to do anything because they don't even realize they had a nether. And second of all, the mishal of such a thing is much more compounded because they have a nether and they don't even realize they have a nether. So that's on Rav Moshe L'Chai was only talking in a shul where people realize that they've just made nedarim, and that is going to be a means of compelling them to make nedar. Just one last hour I want to say is that Chuvas Van August in Chelik Beis Siman Tov Ayin Vav, Rav Moshe Shtirnbach, he's choshesh that even if you say bli nedar, it's still, he says, you certainly save yourself by saying bli nedar from the issue of Bal Yachel, but he understands that the ficha zutzaka would still be a problem. In other words, there's a halacha that if you accept on yourself to give tzaka, so that's a nidrei tzaka, that's a kabbalah for a mitzvah. So he suggests that saying bli neder doesn't take care of that. And therefore he says, in his base medrash, that they have a different nusach that he suggested, that they should give a nusach that when the person gives such and such a pledge, then he should be bebrotha, then Hashem should bench him. Now, I just want to point out, the Lanias Daiti, it's somewhat of a davar rachik what the Chuvas Van August is saying. L'chai, when a person says, lahedi, he's doing a bli nezer, he means that he does not want any sort of chiv on himself, not b'yachal, and not the fichas utztaka. That's the pashas, I think, the understanding of a person when he says bli nezer. And I never ever saw anyone doing the nusach that Rav Moshe Shtirnbach advocates. Even people who want to be machmer, the best what they do is they say that they're being making an adava bli nezer.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.